630-21.
Now, it's time to beat Bernie.
It's time to beat Bernie.
Sponsored by Fearless Boilers and Pavilion Tankless Water Heaters.
You think you can beat Bernie?
Good luck.
It's time to beat Bernie.
It is time to beat Bernie. By the way, if you're listening and you're in South Florida this morning, Joyce Kaufman, who was on with me and Bernie a couple days ago, she's the best down in South Florida, 850 WFTL in Fort Lauderdale. I will be her guest this afternoon talking about these New York races. She's a New Yorker. So check that out later on this afternoon in Fort Lauderdale. I'll be with Joyce Kaufman. Anyway, here's your chance at a $100 gift card and a WABC Barry House coffee mug. Our contestant today is out of lovely Bayside, Queens, a retired retail sales lady, Marianne. Marianne, good morning, sweetheart. How are you?
Fine, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Thank you for playing today's game.
I listen to you every day.
Well, we appreciate that. Thank you very much. You know why you listen to us every day, Marianne? In fact, you tell me, why do you listen to us every day?
Because I like the information. I like what you talk about. I'm interested in what's going on, certainly. And I love WABC. I grew up with WABC.
Fantastic. All great answers. All you had to say was we're the best, but that was really, really good. So thank you for that.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, here we go. Here's question number one, sweetie. You ready to go?
Yes, I'm ready to go.
What does the letter B stand for in Lyndon B. Johnson?
Baines.
Yep. Bang! Bang. Marianne, who was the only U.S. president to serve more than two terms? Creep this guy was.
Only vice president to serve more than two terms.
Yeah, no. Only, not vice president, U.S. president, actual president. All right. That's all right.
I can't think of it.
Well, his name was FDR.
Wrong, you two-legged back of anthrax should be Jesus.
A lot of Jews died while he sat there doing nothing.
That.
Yeah, that's okay. Number three, Marianne, what is the capital of the great state of California? Capital
of
California.
Capital of capital of California. Sacramento.
Yeah. Yes, very good. Two out of three. This famous Edgar Allan Poe book, published in 1843, featured the main plot point of the... What word is this? Looks like a curse.
I believe it's pronounced titular.
What kind of question is this? Titular object being hidden under floorboards. Edgar Allan Poe book, published in 1843. And, a titular object being hidden under floorboards. You don't have to know this, trust me. I wouldn't think any less of you, Marianne.
I have no idea.
Yeah, well, nobody. It's called the Telltale Heart. Oh, there you have it. Here's your opportunity to go three out of five and finish strong. This New York City bridge is the longest suspension bridge in the country. What bridge is it? Suspension.
City Bridge. Suspension bridge, the longest in the country?
Yes. Yes. I'll give you a hint.
George Washington?
No!
Wrong, you two-legged back of anthrax should be Jesus.
No.
Okay, well.
It actually connects Staten Island with Brooklyn.
Serenzano.
Yeah, that's correct. Listen, you still got two right. This was not an easy game, not by any stretch. So I'm not sure Bernie's going to do much better. So we're going to put you on hold, Marianne, and see how the champ does. Two right for Marianne from Bayside, Queens. That fourth question is, I just want to punch Don across the face. What is he talking about, a titular object? What kind of word is that?
He asked me the same thing. I had no idea what he was talking about.
I was afraid to read it, and I've been suspended and fired more than anybody. Here he is, Bernard McGurk, everybody. Good morning, Bernie. How are you, pal?
Sid Rosenberg, right. Arthur Ferris.
I'm all that. Here we go. Here's number one. You need three right to win three, okay?
All right.
Here we go. What does the letter B stand for in Lyndon B. Johnson?
Baines.
Yes.
Baines business.
Bernie, who was the only U.S. president to serve more than two terms?
That was the man in the wheelchair.
Very good.
Who faked having polio because, never mind. It was Franklin Delano Roosevelt. He didn't fake it. Let's just go with the contest.
Well, you got one more, you win, and you're probably going to get it right here, right now. What is the capital of the state of California?
That would be, as Steve Summers used to say, Sacramento.
Very good. Why was he? I guess the Kings. They were good back then. Chris Webber and Vlade Divac. All right, you've already won today's game. Let's see how much better you do. If you get this one right, I'll be surprised. This famous Edgar Allan Poe book, published in 1843, featured the main plot point of the titular object being hidden under floorboards.
Titular.
And, well, that's what I said, buddy. It's a bad word.
Yeah, under the floorboards. Yeah. I do know the book.
You do?
Yes, I do know it. Hold on a second.
Yeah, well, you're out of time. It's called the
Raven.
The Telltale Heart.
The Telltale Heart. I've actually read it. I actually read it, believe it or not.
Yeah.
You know, Edgar Allan Poe he used to live up on the off the Grand Concourse.
I do know that, yes. There's actually a street named after him, I think, somewhere in the Bronx, right?
The house is still there.
Yeah. This is a very near and dear question to me because the first time
I think it's Grand Concourse.
Oral sex or something. Wow. Anyway, yeah, that's true. The New York City Bridge, it's true, is the longest suspension bridge in the country. What bridge is it? If you know my history, you know the answer.
Oh, it would have to be the Verizon. Of course.
No, right.
I know a man who was an iron worker. I used to live with the family.
He died?
Yes.
A lot of guys died building that bridge.
But anyway, he was an iron worker, and I used to live in, his son was in the Navy. Mm. And while his son was in the Navy, he let me live in his son's room.
Oh, wow. And he died building the bridge?
But I was out of the house when I was 18.
Sure.
No, he didn't die.
Oh,
as a matter of fact, at one point over the bridge, he actually had a friend die. He had a friend at the end. The towers were built. The suspensions were not built yet.
Yeah.
Anyway, a guy slipped out of his hands. He was actually holding the guy.
Oh, come on.
That's the story he told me anyway.
I don't know. 4-2 is your final score today. Bernie gets the win over Marianne from Bayside. Marianne, say hello to Bernard.
Hi, Marianne.
Hi, Bernie. Hi, Bernard. How are you?
I'm doing very well. How are you out in Bayside, which is, by the way, I admire from the Cross Island Parkway every time I pass by.
Yes, I know. Yes. Yeah, it's very nice out here, too.
It's gorgeous.
All the leaves, the trees and everything.
You go to that park next to the water there across the highway?
No, I go to Crowsham Park. And there's another park that's near a school that's very nice.
Cunningham Park, right? No, that's not Bayside. Yeah, I think it is.
No, that's not it. No, Cunningham Park is not it.
Right.
Did you vote in the mayoral election yesterday?
Crowsham Park.
Did you vote for Curtis Sliwa yesterday, Marianne?
I certainly did.
You are beautiful. Well, listen, you played great today. We enjoyed having you on the show. And thank you for playing, and God bless you, okay? God bless you.
Yeah, same to you. God bless you, and God bless Sid and Bernie and everybody at WABC.
Thank you, Marianne. We love you. 1-800-848-WABC. As always, we'll close it out on the phones. 1-800-848-9222. Your chance to talk to Bernie and Sid is next.
Beat Bernie. Sponsored by Fearless Boilers and Pavilion Tankless Water Heaters on 77 WABC. New York's home for entertaining talk. Streaming now on your smart speaker. Just say, play 77 WABC.